The intro song today should have been Forrest Frank's No L's. No L's. We ain't taking no L's. I think that's the motto for Alex Golish on the recruiting circuit here over the summer, because they just keep on stacking those W's. Zach, brand new Village Vice. See, Zach, I'm Brad. Thanks for being here in a brand new week.
Yeah, stacking those W's at important positions as well. I mean, we've talked about the importance of building the trenches. Man, adding a guy like Nate Komba certainly does that. Top 32 defensive linemen in this class, which by the math, every team plays at least two on pretty much every snap. Top 32 is good. Also, top 10 player in the state of North Carolina. I think he offers some positional versatility. I think some of that depends on how they choose to develop his body. 6'4", 300. Kyle yelled at me last night on the Barncast because he wanted him to be 305. And I'm like, that's fine, Kyle. That's fine. And then Christian came up with a happy medium of, let's just say he's 302.5 pounds.
Yeah.
We met in the middle. We split the difference. But yeah, all in all, like, he's got a frame that could add more size. You could also lean him up if you wanted him to be a different type of three tech. So exciting win for Golish, adding Nate Komba. And also an exciting win for Vontrell King-Williams. He continues to do nothing but incredible things as Auburn's defensive line coach.
Another defensive lineman of the class. These guys are acting like BB No 5. They're like, I like this. I like that. I like this. I like that. I'm going to get
it. I don't know what that means.
That's okay. It's a song. It's quite all right. A lot of people watching or listening may know what it is. But, yeah, they're going, I want this. I want that. And then they're getting them. And guys up front, if you go back to over the last 20 years of college football powers, I'm taking it to extremes, because that's where you want to be as a program. I understand year one, you may be okay if you don't make it to the CFP, but if you ultimately want to be judged against the best, look at what the best have done over the last 20 years in recruiting. They have stacked talent on the offensive and defensive lines. You can do more of that through the portal. This staff will do more of that through the portal. But in your high school recruiting classes, you got to stack talent, you got to stack depth, you got to stack bodies, you got to create competition, you got to do all those things through volume on the offensive and defensive lines. And that is what this staff is doing.
No question. So very exciting stuff. And look, I want to be very intentional and deliberate when talking about Nate Komba, because look, going into the weekend, a lot of the attention was on the other defensive lineman that was on campus. And Nate Komba was the one who said, no, you know what? I've seen enough. I want to pick Auburn. But this, I think, does give Auburn some leverage when you talk about the recruitment of Carlos May. If you want to continue to play games, if you want to continue to, play the recruiting gauntlet this way, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to be very clear.
Yep.
And say, all right, you leave Georgia and you say Georgia's number one. You leave Auburn, you say they're both tied at the top. And then you're still going to Ohio State this weekend. And it seems like NIL is a big part of this recruitment. And once again, that's tied to a negative connotation. We're all working in jobs that we think we can maximize capital unless it's a fit or you want to be there. You don't want to be there. There are reasons for it. We're all doing what's best for us and our family. Is no different for these kids. So like, people talk about it as like, oh, they don't love you can love the school, but also you got to do what you need to do for yourself. Yeah. So we'll be very clear on that when we talk about recruiting in general, but especially in this instance. So all that to say, I do think Nate Komba, the way they've positioned themselves now with this defensive line, you have Donovan Moore. Mm-hmm. You have Ryan Jackson. We'll see what happens with James Pace when he announces on Friday. It does sound like Colorado made a strong push this past weekend for James Pace. But to me, when you look at the depth and the quality that they have on this defensive front, regardless of if you pull off Carlos May or not, you can now say, you know what? Like, if Georgia wants to do something they haven't done for any other player and they want to make an exception for Carlos May, we're fine. We're fine, man. Because Komba is that dude. One note, though, Komba talked about being a three technique. That's where I see Donovan Moore playing.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos May's value is because he's a true nose. And there's not a lot of true nos that look and play like him.
Yeah.
Lean 300 plus, moves like you're 280, and just can eat blockers. You need that in this system. That's why that's one of several reasons why DJ Durkin linebackers are so good, mm-hmm. is the system allows all the congestion to happen in front of them, and they just run free and they go get the football. So you still, like, if you don't get Carlos May, I do wonder if that changes how you develop and use Nate Komba in the future.
Yeah. Can I mention something on Komba's no, recruiting?
Absolutely not.
Well, too bad. I'm gonna. Go ahead. I don't know why I asked that question. It's the attention grabber. It's the hook. So I noticed.
Brad, are you about to ask an insanely pivotal question?
Probably not. But I'm about to ask an interesting question that's maybe important down the road.
Oh.
Something I noticed more on the commitment announcement from Komba over the weekend that I hadn't really noticed yet in this cycle.
What?
Georgia fans responding very loudly to his commitment. Well, he never visited here. Well, we didn't want him. There were some graphics that were out and some stories on the initial commitment. They were like, he chose Auburn over South Carolina and Georgia and others. And the Georgia fans started to bark a little bit, as Georgia fans do. Now, I can speak this way, and I know they're not going to understand what we're saying because I'm not barking. You know, if we wanted to, you know, if we wanted to greet the Georgia fans who were watching us today, we would speak in barks. You know, we would speak dog, but we're not going to do that. But I saw a lot of loudness, saw a lot of volume from Georgia fans who were a little upset about this commitment. And now they couched it as, well, we didn't really want him.
Well, did you see the video footage of what happened?
No, I didn't.
Hold on.
Do we have video footage of it?
Deleted it. Oh, yeah, here it is.
When I want a guy, I get him. You're washed up, Kirby.
Is a nasty toilet. That is
the color of the water in that toilet is
yeah. It's troubling. It's the first thing I noticed. Yeah. So, all right. You can argue over whether or not he ever made an official visit. I don't know that that's a flex. Like, we never got him here for an official visit. But you know, a talented guy, a couple of states away in an area that you've had some success in. Georgia is on its heels a little bit in its recruiting efforts. Auburn's not. Auburn is the aggressor right now in terms of recruiting. And at least head-to-head, it hasn't been that way in a few years. And I think that's interesting because if they didn't notice it and they weren't bothered by it, their reaction wouldn't have been so loud to the news over the weekend.
Yeah. Just to be... I want to go back to your overarching point because I'm going to argue that it's important, not just interesting. But we've seen this too, where there's been a guy that we weren't really in it for and it didn't feel like we were pressing, and Auburn was in his top four, and the headline was he picked so-and-so over so-and-so, so-and-so, and Auburn. And we're like, I guess that's technically true, but you know, doesn't sound like we've been in it for like a month with the kid, but it's like that happens. And to act like like if Georgia fans want to act like, oh, that doesn't apply to you, and like you're special in that regard, like I think that's lazy. And I think that's probably being a little unintentional and unaware of what's actually happening and how all of this works. And also, like, the guys who post the graphics are doing that literally in collaboration with the kid. So I don't know. Take that for what it's worth.
Well,
as far as, you know, your question or observation that being interesting, like I think it's important. I think it's important because I mean, even when Auburn's had these top classes, be like, all right, we're ninth, but we're sixth in the SEC or whatever. And now you look at it, and it doesn't really matter which one you look at. You know, if you're like 11th on 247 or 7th on the 247 composite or 10th, I think, on three, it's what it was last night when I did a show. But regardless, you're fourth in the conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
On all of them, you're fourth in the conference. A&M, Oklahoma, Florida are ahead of you.
Yeah.
And fourth isn't the best, but I do think it gives you more of a shot than six, especially if you believe in what Golish and the staff can do from a coaching standpoint. And look, yeah. Oklahoma's had the talent, and they've gotten to the CFP, and that's been it.
Yep.
You know, does having the same level of talent at Oklahoma all of a sudden change everything for you? I don't think that it does. I almost think they've kind of capped out.
Yeah.
A&M, we'll see. You know, Elko hasn't been there very long. I've been very impressed with what Elko has done so far. I think he's going to have to, like, learn how to use his quarterback a little more consistently. Does him getting the top class help with that? It might. Right. It certainly might. It's not going to hurt you. And then Florida, we don't know, right? They're kind of in a similar boat as we are. So,
and a little bit of that is about the strategy that coaches are using and GMs are using to build their teams. Is LSU, will LSU or Ole Miss, as long as Kiffin and Golding are at those respective schools, ever finish in the top five in the SEC in high school recruiting classes? Yeah. Probably not, because they're going to go portal heavy.
Right. And that's, you know, and that's what Alabama people are saying right now is like, oh, yeah. Well, we're not trying as hard in this class. And like, that might be true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow that beat closely. Like, that might be true. It's just interesting that they cared the last two off seasons he was there. Now all of a sudden they don't. Like, could there have been an internal pivot? Possibly. Yeah. But to say like, oh, there's only eight seniors on Alabama's roster, so they're not recruiting. Like, you're not losing any juniors to the draft. Like, that wouldn't be very Alabama, but okay. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So also, some of it I do think is a little,
yeah,
a little picky and choosy based off of what's happening. But some of that might be intentional, Brad. We don't know.
Also, we all know football works exactly like basketball, where you're getting guys to come in as true freshmen and play immediately or just getting all transfers to build so you have eight seniors.
Yeah. The argument of eight seniors where it's like, okay, well, you probably have a lot of juniors and now is when you need to replace them.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah. That's correct. Whatever. Their shenanigans over there are their shenanigans. Listen, you don't want to get caught in shenanigans in the summertime. There is nothing worse. That's only a little bit of hyperbole. Not much is worse than a hot car. A car with the AC busted, you're just not ready for summer. How about it?
You got to beat the heat.
You got to beat the heat with Precision Tune Auto Care. Go in and say, beat the heat. Say it loud. Say, beat the heat. They'll give you a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. And then if just to make sure you're ready to go. And then if you do need repairs, they give you $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're in Opelika, just off Pepperell Parkway. Really convenient location. They're open at 7 o'clock in the morning, so you can go in, get it taken care of, still be at work on time. Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Please be sure to mention the barn, or Village Vice specifically, but at least mention the barn when you go see our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika.
Also, today's show, as you can see it on the bottom right there, presented by AU Shirts. Head over to AUShirts.com. I'm repping the new, name is Fred Gaskin, shirt that you guys asked for months, and Fred's excited about it. We sent one to Fred a few days ago, and you know, obviously that money will go to Fred Gaskin, which is exciting. But also Kyle's got a new one that's coming out this week that I'm excited about. And head over to AUShirts.com today buy Auburn gear and also to support the show.
What if we made a shirt that was our top line there? Alex Golish, but without the L's.
With no L's? That'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be
no
fun.
No L's in Alex Golish.
Yeah.
He's the Auburn head coach. I love it. All right, let me pivot to baseball. Would you rather? I think my answer to this goes against what I would normally say.
If you're going where I think you're going, I'm not going to like this topic.
Okay. Would you rather lose in the Supers or go to Omaha, get bounced after two games, including being eliminated by Troy in embarrassing fashion?
Troy clearly is a good team. Troy clearly is a good team at this point. No, the answer is always go to Omaha, Brad. It's always go to Omaha.
Yeah. Right.
It's all over our building.
Omaha,
the distance to Omaha is all over the baseball complex. Yeah, that's the answer. That's literally the goal.
All right. The only reason I bring it up is because it came up in our baseball group text yesterday, and I won't name the person who sent it, but in our baseball group text,
yeah,
it came up and it surprised me that this individual would say it. And it made me question and it made me wonder if there were any others in the audience who would think the same way. Like, and he wasn't posing it. He wasn't posing it as a would you rather. He flatly said, I think I'd rather be in our position.
I saw people saying on Twitter too. We don't put anything on the outfield for losing in a super. We'll put a super regional, you know, that super regional appearance number changed. That's great.
Yep.
We put the year of the team when we go to Omaha places. That's the difference. It's literally the goal.
Yeah. I think I agree with that. At least it made me pause.
You don't think you do agree with that. I agree with you.
The fact that they got,
Zach, I agree with you.
Zach, I think I agree with you.
That was so close. That was so close. Zach, I agree with you.
This is hard for me. I'm almost sure I agree with you. Look, they got embarrassed by Troy. They got embarrassed.
We got embarrassed by Ole Miss.
We ain't embarrassed by Ole Miss.
Super regional at home for the second year in a row.
Yeah. Well, that statement, while factually accurate, is different from we got embarrassed by Ole Miss. That those aren't the same thing.
Maybe, but still, the fact of the matter is,
It
doesn't matter. You'd rather go to Omaha.
I know. And usually I don't even hesitate. I'm like, that's the goal. That's what you'd rather do. Even if you.
Well,
even
what
if
year you was it, Brad, where we went 0-for in Omaha? Is that 22?
19. Yeah.
And 22 is when we beat Stanford?
Yes.
Okay.
And Braden Montgomery, who had a whale of a Major League Baseball debut over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
But in 19, like, we talk about that team fondly.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the teams these past 2 years. 10 years from now, like, we'll talk about it as the ones that got close.
You're right.
But if you talk about Omaha, you talk about them different.
Yeah, you talk about 19.
They got there.
That's fair. You talk about 19.
You can't put the distance from Omaha on the wall.
Okay.
And not say that's not the goal.
I'm going to agree with you in that we talk about 19 differently than we talk about 18. 18 made it to a super, made it to game 3, made it to the last inning of game 3. Like,
right.
It was.
It changes everything.
It does. You're right.
And 19 made it where we don't talk about 18 anymore.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. And it was the next step in the progression of the program. So that's fair. That's fair. It does make you, like, it is a little bittersweet to see these results, though, and go, could Auburn have done better?
I love that Troy knocked out Ole Miss. I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
Why?
But I would rather be Ole Miss than us in this situation.
Okay. All right. It's very different feeling than last year where you saw Coastal go all the way. And like, we could have gone all the way. We could have been in the championship series.
You want it to be one or the other, right? You want it to be like, you know, the team that goes absolutely like can't do anything, or you want them to be really good.
You don't want somewhere in between?
No.
Because seeing Ole Miss go 0-2 is a little like, gosh, would have loved to have seen what our pitching could have done against North Carolina. Would have loved to have seen it against
We knew going into it, the draw was super favorable. We just had to win, and we couldn't do it.
And
we knew going
nothing.
Into that. Well, was it nothing with it?
And they did nothing with it. They had this favorable draw. They did nothing with it.
Yep.
They booted it.
Yep.
They kicked it.
Okay. The Village Vice post show.
Yeah.
It's the most excited I've been for a post show. I have some stuff to tell.
Well, look, I saw a picture yesterday of basically a boa constrictor. There was a 30-foot anaconda.
It'll be the most gruesome story ever told on Village Vice.
All right. So pay your $5 a month, become a member, get access not only to the Village Vice post show, but lots of other exclusive content, commitment breakdowns, and afternoon delight.
Yep, every day.
And a lot of other cool stuff coming up, too.
Yep. Ton of extra videos there for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I want to get to the post show. Are we good? Okay. Are you good here? I want to quit recording and get into the post show.
Yep. Fine with me. I'm good.
Okay. That does it for today's show.
Thanks everybody for being a part of it. Please remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.